Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
After an explosive day in federal court yesterday, jurors in the trial of Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger today hear from a forensic expert who identified the remains of some of Bulger's alleged murder victims. The fireworks in court yesterday came between Bulger and a former protege, Kevin Weeks, who was testifying on behalf of the prosecution. Federal marshals and security officers had to spring into the middle of the expletive-filled exchange. In an interview with WBUR afterwards, Weeks had this to say.
My last words with him, we got into a fight, I felt bad about that, but I'm not going to stand there and I don't care who it is, have someone yell at me.
WBUR's David Boeri was in the courtroom yesterday and has this report.
The tension had been pushing the walls of the small courtroom inward since 10:30 in the morning, when Bulger's defense began its cross-examination of Kevin Weeks. And by then, Weeks had already lowered the ceiling on the jurors with almost 2 hours of spare but ghoulish accounts of three murders he had witnessed in the extreme. The former thug who had been schooled in organized crime by his mentor Whitey, who he was honored to call Jim, told jurors how Bulger had pulled a Mac-10 machine gun on one victim, yelling, "Bucky Barrett, freeze!" Question from the prosecutor. Did he freeze? Answer, oh yeah. In one of the rows reserved for and labeled victims' relatives, Bucky Barrett's daughter, Terry, lowered her head and closed her eyes as Weeks told of her father being chained to a chair, forced to make calls all day in order to raise a ransom. But $57,000 still wasn't enough to save Barrett. In a somber voice that commanded the room, Weeks testified he heard Barrett saying his prayers. "Bucky's going to go downstairs for a while," Weeks recalled Bulger saying. Barrett's daughter Terry knew what the jurors were about to hear, and tears welled in her eyes. Weeks described Bulger putting the gun to Barrett's head and pulling the trigger. Nothing happened, so Bulger put on his reading glasses. Then, like a tinkerer with his hobby, he snapped off the safety, pulled the trigger again, and this time Barrett's body fell down the stairs. With great dignity, Barrett's daughter discreetly brought a tissue to her eyes, as Weeks told the jurors that Bulger's reaction was to take a nap, as his associates pulled Barrett's teeth out and buried him in a basement grave and shared the loot. The account brought no physical response from Bulger. His head slightly tilted, he acted as if Weeks didn't exist. Looking as though they were seeing the act itself, jurors heard how Bulger had gotten frustrated trying to strangle another victim. That was John McIntyre, an informant betrayed by the FBI. The rope was too thick, so Bulger pulled out a gun. "You want one in the head, kid?" Bulger asked, according to Weeks. "Yes, please," McIntyre said. When one wasn't enough and Bulger detected a heartbeat, Jim fired 4 or 5 more bullets into McIntyre's head and pronounced, "He's dead now," said Weeks. Bulger remained diffident, even as Weeks recounted how the boss and his mentor strangled a young woman. Was Weeks surprised by Bulger's reaction? I asked him.
"He doesn't care about prison. It's his reputation, how he'll be perceived. That's all he cares about. That's all this trial is about."
Even though it is not clear what Bulger's defense is at this trial, he has insisted through his lawyers that he was never an informant and that he never killed women. Yet even the accounts of killing women did not provoke a response. As cross-examination proceeded, Weeks passed as a bouncer and a thug came to the fore. He displayed quick temper and reflexive combativeness as J.W. Carney goaded him about reaching a plea deal and becoming a cooperating witness against Bulger. "What would you do if I called you a rat?" baited Carney. "Why don't you call me outside when it's just me and you and see what I'd do?" came back Weeks. In a low point for the prosecution, Weeks, losing his temper, said, "I've been lying my whole life. I'm a criminal." Weeks insisted, though, that he was telling the truth as a government witness.
"I'd be a liar if I got up there and said I didn't lie. But I didn't lie on the stand."
Noontime passed, and 1 o'clock approached with the pressure building as Carney pushed Weeks' buttons. The defense tried to suggest to the jurors that Wicks had gamed the system by doing whatever it took, including lying to get a deal.
Connie got on this whole thing about being right. And that's Jimmy, because you don't want to be known as an informant, right? And Connie kept on pushing my buttons with the rat, and that's when I finally lost it and exploded.
You got only 5 years for being an accessory to 5 murders, Carney thrust. You won 5 years. Now Weeks exploded. 5 people are dead. 5 people are dead. Carney was back on his heels. How does it bother you? He asked. And Weeks, the bouncer, had had enough. Because we killed people that were rats, and the 2 biggest rats were right next to me. Now Bulger, who had shown no emotion or reaction to accounts of how he blew men's brains out and strangled young women, started firing. You suck, he muttered up to his surrogate son on the stand 8 feet away. Weeks tried to jump to his feet and shouted an expletive. And blank you too, Bulger shouted back as court officers and marshals lunged into action. The new judge was reduced to yelling, hey, with only a mild reprimand to Bulger that he had lawyers to speak for him. But the jurors had witnessed it all. Said Weeks afterwards,
I have a lot of regret. You know, I regret a lot of things.
But you don't regret testifying against him?
I regret getting involved in the beginning with him. None of this would have happened.
None of this, perhaps, save for the FBI agents and other cops corrupted by the defendant, as Weeks testified and as Bulger himself has acknowledged, in a deal that made him boss. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.